Prayer is important to our lives, and prayer is also important to our walk with God. We defined prayer as the communication of a believer, someone who believes in God, who believes that God is your Father. It's a communication between you and your Father. And because God the Father is a spirit, we communicate with him with our new spirit, our regenerated spirit. So when we pray, our spirit communes with the Father of all spirits. Can I hear an amen? That's why it's really very important for us to make sure that we constantly, consistently, and continually communicate and commune with God, because he is our Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We must therefore ensure that there is no disconnect between us and the Father, because we know that the Father is the source of all good things that come to us in our lives. Praise the Lord. And therefore, you and I cannot afford anything to break that communication that we have with him. Because once the communication is broken, then the source is taken away from us. And then, of course, the branch begins to dry. May that not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's open our Bible today as we go on today. We are going to take a Bible reading from the book of James and chapter 4. We read from the first verse to the eighth verse. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. If you're there, please rise on your feet so that we can read the word of God in harmony. James chapter 4, we'll read from the first verse to the eighth verse. Please rise on your feet. Anytime we're reading the word of God, please stand up on your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One to go. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word and the gift of this beautiful day. We are so grateful that we are alive to see this day. Thank you for the benefits of our salvation. And thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us today. We are grateful because we know that you are always, always pursuing us to do us good. And Father, therefore, we receive grace today. We receive your goodness, Lord, into our lives today, even as we go into your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, great God that you are. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So we looked at the first roadblock last Sunday, and we said prayerlessness is a major roadblock to answered prayers. That if you don't even pray at all, then of course, there is actually nothing to answer. Praise the Lord. If there is a man, there is a believer to pray, there is a God in heaven to answer. If there is a believer here on earth to pray, there is a God in heaven to answer. So it is not in your interest or my interest not to pray at all. And we said that a day without prayer, which is a day without having communion with God, is actually a boast against God. You are telling God that you can handle your life by yourself. How many of you know that that really is far from the truth? There are certain decisions that you have taken in your life that you have regretted here today. Praise the Lord. Because you chose to go your own way rather than pray about the situation and let God take control. Amen. So today we'll go further to look at other roadblocks to answered prayers, why some of our prayers are not answered. Today we want to look at the second one, and I'll call the second one the hidden sin of the heart. The hidden sin of the heart. Say it after me. The hidden sin of the heart. One more time. The hidden sin of the heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there is a hidden sin of the heart. From what we have read in the book of James, our text today, there are a lot of things that James opened our eyes to see that could really block answers to our prayers. He said there's something about the heart. The heart that prays. So the issue is not that I am not praying. The issue is, what is the state of my heart when I pray? Praise the Lord. So the state of your heart when you pray is important to whether your prayer will be answered or whether it will not be answered by God. The state of your heart. Praise the Lord. We know from the Bible, if you read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, and read from the 7th verse, I think, the Bible tells us that the heart of man is what? Deceitful and desperately wicked. He said, who can know it? It's possible for man himself not to know that his heart is deceitful. You know, there is a common thing that we say. We say that, well, I'll follow my heart. Well, sometimes it's a dangerous decision to take, to follow your heart. Because the Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And many a times, we ourselves do not really know the state of our hearts. It takes the Holy Spirit himself to reveal and put the film of your heart towards you. Praise the Lord. For you to really know that this path that I have chosen to follow is not actually the right path. Praise the Lord. That's why if you are really going to be a happy Christian, if you are really going to be joyful in Christ Jesus, you must be someone who is humble, who is meek before God. You can't be somebody that says everything about me is well and everything it's all right. You must give yourself 10% out of 100% to say I may be wrong. Can I hear an amen? That's the best way to live with God. Not to assume that you are always right. Not to assume that everything that you are doing based on the right and the correct decision. Hallelujah. That's why I always insist that people pray a prayer of inquiry rather than for you to assume and presume that this is the way and the manner in